Welcome to the Direct Selling Business Guideline Training by Vestige. By choosing direct selling as your career, you have opened a horizon of opportunities before yourself. However, this business is governed by some important rules and regulations which you are bound to follow. The objective of this training program is to understand the overall direct selling business and its do's and don'ts, rules and regulations in India so that we can comply with them. In this training, we will learn about the skills that will be developed by direct sellers in the course of their career, the concept of direct selling business, difference between direct selling and traditional marketing, the laws and guidelines of the direct selling business. We will know what are the core skills, professional skills and technical skills developed by the direct sellers as per national occupational standards. A direct seller should be able to write, read and orally communicate with customers and other stakeholders. A direct seller should have the capability to make sound decisions, be able to plan and execute actions. A direct seller must be customer-centric, which means they must be able to provide best service to their customers, focus on providing customer satisfaction, and solve the customer problems. A direct seller must be able to solve problems and use analytical skills to overcome challenges. There are some technical skills that each direct seller should have to manage their business on their own with precision and by following necessary guidelines. Let's understand how direct selling business has some basic differences with the traditional businesses. Direct selling deals with various types and categories of products which can be branded and non-branded items. The direct selling business is done by word of mouth publicity and by inducting new sellers under one's own network. This business provides multi-levels of compensation. You can also see that there are some salient features of direct selling that make it different from other businesses. It's imperative to understand the do's and don'ts of the direct selling business in order to carry out business activities properly in compliance with the existing laws and regulations. In the following slides, you will understand some important guidelines for direct selling. Product return policy is an important part of a direct selling company's policies. In case the customer is dissatisfied with the product, Vestige offers a very transparent product return policy. Vestige also offers a very distributor-friendly buyback policy for those who want to resign from their distributorship. Vestige Business Plan has many attractive features that make it the most robust plan in the industry. Vestige offers 7 ways to a distributor to earn income. Through savings on consumption, accumulative performance bonus, please see this slide which explains fast start 8%. To reach the level of Bronze Director, you need to fulfill the below conditions. This table will show you the example of Bronze Director qualification. Another example of Bronze Director qualification is shown here. Know how Director bonus is paid by Vestige. This table will show you how the Director bonus is calculated. Leadership overriding bonus is provided by Vestige to the distributors when they expand their team. The leadership overriding bonus has some rules that must be observed. Vestige offers generous travel fund to its distributors so that they can travel to foreign destinations. The car fund of Vestige enables distributors to purchase their dream cars. Vestige also provides a very generous house fund to the distributors so that they can buy their own house. Please pay attention to the below points in order to prevent yourself from fraudulent schemes and practices. Ministry of Consumer Affairs has issued important guidelines and company policies to be followed. You can refer to the link shown here for more details. These are the laws that govern direct selling business in India, such as Price Cheats and Money Circulation Scheme, Banning Act 1978. Indian Penal Code 1860, Code of Criminal Procedure 1973, the Indian Contract Act 1872, the Consumer Protection Act 1986. Let's know about the Price Cheats and Money Circulation Scheme Banning Act 1978 in detail. Let's know about the Indian Contract Act 1872 in detail. It's important to know about the Consumer Protection Act 1986 to do the direct selling business. As shown below, there are ways and means of consumer protection under the Consumer Protection Act 1986. In addition to these, there are important guidelines that need to be followed. It is also important to keep in mind the restrictions as shown below. Please go through the requirements for direct selling entity which any MLM company should maintain. Additionally, every MLM company or direct selling entity must have grievance redressal mechanism. For the most latest information about Vestige, please refer to the updated My Success Plan and the website www.myvestige.com. Thank you for going through this training module and wish you wealth.